Good morning. Friday, October the 27th, 2017. It's 8:17 a.m. I'm trying to get this. There we go. I started a minute ago and then managed to shut it off again. So rather than try to merge them together, I started again. Anyway, in my pocket, got my glove back on. It's 24 degrees. The official Greeley temperature is 14. My mustache is freezing to my face. I suspect my beard is covered with ice. It's cold out this morning. It's a bit on the nippy side. I dressed for it. I'm wearing extra clothes. Got the long johns. I'm wearing my fur-lined lumberjack shirt. It's not fur-lined. It's got a very bulky, fuzzy lining. Almost like, well, not almost like it. It is pretty much a blanket. Underneath my parka, and I'm wearing a fleece hood. I've got the big parka hood up. I'm hiking along. I'm thinking about the day. Because in about 3 hours, something under 3 hours at this point, late morning, although I want to leave around 11, but I don't leave until 12, that's fine. I want to be down in Denver for Mile High Con and get lunch there. So I'll have time to do the ride, get checked in, get my badge, do the pre-conference shuffle, and then be ready to go at 3:00 for my first panel, which is subtle self-promotion, which should be fun, because I'm such an iconoclast on that subject. The best self-promotion is not. Which isn't to say that the things that I do don't promote me. This is, at its core, this is self-promotion. The fact that I'm doing it for other purposes, for the fact that I'm doing it as much for accountability for my health as it is anything else. The self-promotion is just gravy. It's not the goal of the task. I've said it before, I'll undoubtedly say it again. I'm still somewhat bemused by the fact that people listen. If not every day, then, you know, sporadically. Of course, I don't do it every day. But, you know, the idea that you can pick this up and listen to an episode or two and then put it down and not come back for a month and not feel like you've really missed much. And you can also listen to it every day, and some days it's a lot of walking and not a lot of talking, and some days it's a lot of talking and about pretty much nothing, and other days I actually talk about stuff. So, yesterday was a writing day. I got some writing in. I have some writing in this morning. I got about 1,000 words behind me, but it wasn't on the book. I write a blog for Record Mountain Fiction Writers, second Friday of every month, about self-publishing in the indie life. I'm not the only full-time self-published indie author in Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers, but I'm one of a small handful, maybe 4 or 5, which is pretty good, really. I don't know how many are in Science Fiction Writers of America, but Science Fiction and Fantasy Writers of America, but there aren't that many. I think of who's on the panel with me this afternoon. I have three panels this afternoon, one on self-promotion, one on business, geeky business. How profitable is it? The problem is it's art. The problem is art requires a certain clientele. So a writer isn't going to have the same clientele as a painter. And somebody who's my fan is not necessarily going to be a Nora Roberts fan. They're not necessarily mutually exclusive. I know I like Nora Roberts, and I like people who aren't Nora Roberts just as much. Sometimes more. Although, to be honest, I haven't read a Nora Roberts novel in a long time. I still read romance, though. I check in with Nora Roberts to see if I can figure out how she's doing it. As long as I can't figure out how she's doing it, then she's still better than me. Which I expect to persist. I expect that condition to be the case for as long as I am writing. I expect Nora Roberts to always be better than me. Oh, speaking of writers, A.W. Exley, E-X-L-E-Y. She has a four-book series. There's a couple of interspersed. There's like a 2.5 and a 3.5. I'm waiting for book 5. I'm about to finish book 4. I'm not sure exactly how it's going to end. I hope there's going to be a book 5. Because I'm near the end and I'm not sure how this is going to play out. It's a steampunk romance. I'm just enjoying the snot out of it. A.W. Exley. So, yeah, I write a column, and I wrote my column for November. I try to get it up a month in advance, but this month, I only got it up like a couple of days, maybe a week before it was due, which meant the editors had a much shorter time frame to get to it and review it and put the stamp of approval on it and release it for the schedule. Now, I set the schedule, but I don't hit the publish button myself. I just save it as a draft. But I wrote on the... It occurred to me that something was a topic came to me the last day or so about the hierarchy of engagement based on Maslow's hierarchy of needs. I wanted to get it down before I forgot it, and it was just over 1,000 words, which is about 33% longer than I asked for, which is about 700, between 500 and 750 words. I like to keep the blog post short and punchy. Stuff I'm writing about does not lend itself to short and punchy. So I just have to deal with it. So yeah, back this afternoon, we've got geeky business, profitability, and the process of art, the business of art. And then I'm moderating a panel this afternoon, this evening. I got 1 at 3, 1 at 5, 1 at 7. And 7 o'clock is, I'm moderating one about series. And they've provided me with a couple of moderated questions to sort of prime the pump, as it were. But one of the questions is, do readers still like series even when there's no surprises? And I'm like, really? Why are there no surprises? And I think it goes back to some TradPub common wisdom. Oh, get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. Okay. Oh. Ow. Ah. Smack the bone in the palm of my hand. Snap the knuckle at the base of my fingers. That hurt. Ouch. Gosh. Well, I'll be away from my rollerball for a while. Are we? Give my hand a chance to heal up. It's been sore ever since I got the new chair. My arm position on the trackball is slightly different, and I need to get better. But I think the idea that there are no surprises in a series is somewhat misleading, is somewhat also misguided. In traditionally published books, typically the main character in your series can't change, which is, as far as I'm concerned, dumb. They should change every book, because otherwise, what are they doing in that story if they're not changing, if they're not growing, if they're not having new things happen to them? And while there's a certain continuity required, there's a certain level of consistency in terms of character. There's nothing that says that a character can't resolve one flaw in one book and then deal with the next flaw in the next book and the next flaw in the book after that, or have a flaw span two or three titles and resolve and then start another trilogy that's really part of the same universe with the same characters, which is not technically the same series, but the continuation of the series. Like Ishmael Wong and The Shares, Trader's Tales, and then The Seeker's Tales. In The Seeker's Tales, he's got one real big challenge, and that's recovering from his trauma. That's the surface challenge. The lower level challenge is his ability to relate to other people. In a lot of ways, he's actually much more a sociopath than he is cerebral-normal. He's not exactly a sociopath because he's able to look at people, he's able to look at situations, and he's able to accept a bit of empathy. He actually has quite a lot of empathy, which is not something that sociopaths typically have. But his personal rules, his personal regulations are so rigid. They're so ingrained. They're so woven into his identity that he has a wicked hard time dealing with that. And in a certain sense, he resolved that in Ownershare, but then was punished for it. The universe, karma, whatever you want to call it. From his perspective, the universe punished him for it. And so now he's in a position, in the last two books, he's been in the position of grieving. And while he did grieve, he was distracted by Pip in Ashes, and was able to set it aside for a bit. But actually getting underway, actually getting the ship going, getting the ship into the yard in fire, and taking it out, getting underway, he's still dealing with his grief, he's still dealing with his really deep depression. I'd go as far as PTSD, but he's certainly dealing with the trauma. All of the self-recrimination, all of the self-blame, all of the I don't deserve to be captain, all of the I'm not worthy kinds of thinking, all of the self-absorption, where, and people have talked about this in the comments of it, like, well, why doesn't he do this? And it's like, he can't. He can't. That's the nature of his condition. He can't even though people show him the door, he can't go through it. Even though people he trusts and care about underscore some of his difficulties, he's unable to actually pull himself up yet. That's the task of this final book coming up in Darkness, By Darkness Forged. Because it's his own personal darkness, and not necessarily the deep dark, but his own personal darkness that will forge him into something much stronger, something much more resilient, something much more, I hope, inspiring. Because there are a lot of people who go through a lot of crap. So that's my hope for where that series goes. So I've got a lot to talk about writing series and what my philosophy of writing series is. It's like, okay, all of my books basically break down into trilogies. So the first three shares is one trilogy. The second three shares is a second trilogy. The Smuggler's Tales, the Seeker's Tales are all trilogies. Ravenwood is trilogies. So far, the only book I've got that stand alone is South Coast. And that's going to be... Well, that's going to be... I guess that's going to be a duology, technically. Although, what happens to Sarah Krug picks up at Half-Share. Although, we don't really see what happens to her after Half-Share. Oh, not after Half-Share. After... Full share. So yeah, those are my three panels for the day. There's one at 6 o'clock I want to go to, which is self-image and self-publishing. I know three of the five people. Actually, I might know four of the five people. So I'd kind of like to see what they have to say. See how that works out. That's at 6, so I'll be in panels from 5 to 8, which is why I want to get down and have a good solid lunch. It's going to be a while. I could probably get a snack between 4 and 5. It's going to be a while before I can eat this evening. Tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, 9:30, I keep thinking it's 8:30, but it's 9:30, is the Science Fiction Writers of America a local group business meeting. It's not official business meeting because we don't have a quorum and all the rest of that stuff, but it's a bunch of people who are in CIFWA who get together and talk about CIFWA, talk about the business of the organization. This year I'm actually part of the business of CIFWA because I'm in an advisory group that consults with the controller, the CFO of CIFWA, who's going to retire, and no, there's no way I'm taking his job. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, but I probably won't get a chance to talk to you then. Probably won't be back again until Monday. So have a great weekend, and I'll look forward to talking to you then.